we present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
It's the Thought That Counts.
There you are, Mrs. Clitheroe. 20 filter tips for Susan, an ounce of thick twist for old Peter, a quarter of jelly beans for the wonder boy himself, young Jim.
Thanks, Mr. O'Reilly. Here's 10 shilling note. I didn't think you'd be open on a Boxing Day.
Oh, I'm not staying open all day.
Oh, what time are you closing?
Opening time.
You mean at the Rose and Crown?
Aye, that's right. As soon as they open, I shut. And as soon as they shut, I open.
Oh, now you stop pulling my leg and listen. I want a word with you about that Christmas present my wonder boy of a son gave me this year.
Oh, you mean the bottle of toilet water?
That's right. It's very expensive stuff. Oh, yes, it was. And I believe he had some trouble getting it.
Well, he did now. But he was determined he wasn't going to disappoint his darling mother, even without carol singing.
Carol singing? When was that?
It was that very foggy night at the beginning of last week, when you couldn't even see your hand behind your back. I remember that night well because I ran into them myself as they were singing.
They? Was he with one of his pals?
No, the other bird who was warbling with young Jim was that well-known cuckoo, Alfie Hall. There they were in the thick fog, coughing the way through good King Wenceslas.
Brightly shone the moon that night. When a poor man came in
Shall we give him another carol, or do you want to start knocking on the doors now?
Hey, look, it's not funny. You trick me into your daft carol singing, you drag me out in this horrible fog. I'd go home if I knew where my bike was.
Well, don't worry, we'll find it. Now we'll do old Wenceslas again. Second verse. I sing the page boy part, and you're the dozy old king. Now, off you go. Alfie, where are you? Come here. We haven't done the first Noel yet.
But you've had it. I'm going home just as soon as I can find me. Bye.
Think he's found it.
Oh, oh, me head. Oh, Jimmy, come and help me. Oh.
Don't worry, Alfie. I'll find you. Your voice will guide me to you. So just keep groaning.
Be careful. You can't see a thingy. I was right on top of me bike before I... Ow! Get off me, folks.
Sorry, Alfie. Are you all right?
No, but I will be when I get home. You tricked me into coming here with you. You said you only wanted a lift to go and get a Christmas present for your mum.
I know, but before I get the present, I've got to get the money. And I won't get the money if we don't get singing. So stop moaning and get your tonsils jumping.
No, I won't. I want to go home.
I told you, you can go home. If you lend me 15 bob for me mum's toilet water.
I haven't got 15 bob. If I had, you wouldn't get it. Yeah, and I'm doing no more singing.
Oh, so that's it. And I thought you loved our Susan.
Well, I do.
No, you don't, because if you did, you'd love me mum as well and help me to get her a nice present.
Hey, now, look, I love Susan and I love your mum.
We're a family, all for one and one for all. Love me, love my dog. But it's not my dog, it's me mum, and you don't care whether she smells nice behind her ears, does she?
Look, I love Susan, I love your mum, I even love you. If you like, I love your granddad, I love the whole blooming lot of you.
Oh, Alfie, such passion. Hey!
What?
Does me granddad know you've got a crush on him?
I didn't mean that. I was on about you.
Oh, Alfie, I never knew you cared.
Oh, give over. But you don't know where we are. I'll bet we are lost.
We're not lost. It just seems like it because of the fog.
Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight.
Now there's a fella who's really lost. He thinks it's his London.
The people all working busy and...
Who's that?
We're singers like you. Get off our pitch.
Yeah. Give over. It's Mr. O'Reilly. It's Jimmy Clitheroe.
What's happened to your voice, Jim? You sound just like that twit,
It's Alfie Hall.
Yes. That's the name of the twit. Alfie Hall.
I Harry, Harry, where are you? Who's that with you? It sounds like young Jim.
Oh, heck. Hello, Grandad. You're going home early. Did the landlord want money for the drinks?
Ah, is you all right? What are you doing out in the fog at this time of the night?
Alfie, tell him why you brought me.
Yeah, I brought him out. Carol singing.
Carol singing? What for?
Because I love you. All of you. I mean, Jimmy's mum, that is, and I'd like her to smell behind her ears. I mean, you know, with tonic water. The toilet water. I mean, but it's a gift.
Come on, all of you. Let's get on with the carol singing.
Oh, good. You and Alfie start singing. Grandad and me will knock on the doors for the money.
Just a minute. This is Station Road.
Yeah, that's right, Grandad.
You won't collect any money at all in this street. All the houses are empty, waiting to be pulled down.
What?
The people have all moved away into the new flats.
And Alfie was so mad, he groped in the fog for his bike, sat in it the wrong way round, and said somebody had pinched his handlebars.
So, the carol singers didn't raise any money then?
Not a single penny. But you know, young Jim, never say die. Undaunted by his first setback, he immediately went into the street trading business.
You mean he had some sort of a stall?
That's right, on the pavement, and not 20 yards from the police station. There's guts for you.
What was he selling?
Last year's Christmas decorations at bargain prices. What a boy. What great perseverance. What strength of character. What low cunning. I'm sure he's got some Irish blood in him.
Get your Christmas decorations here. Don't go elsewhere and buy rubbish. Come and get it from Honest Jim.
Now then, my lad. What's all this?
Only three more shopping days to... Oh, hello, Constable. What can I do for you?
I want to have a look at all this junk on the pavement here.
Why? What do you want to buy?
I don't want to buy anything. I want you to move along.
Why, so you can put your stall up?
Look, I'm not selling anything. I want threepence off you.
Oh, so that's what you're mixed up in. A protection racket. I've read about you in the Sunday papers.
Look, get this rubbish off the pavement before I throw the book at you.
Why? What am I doing wrong?
What are you... Listen, street trading without a licence, obstructing the pavement, causing a breach of the peace, selling defective goods, defrauding the public. Shall I go on?
No, thanks. I'll need Perry Mason to get me off as it is. What's all this about frauding the public with detective goods?
Well, we've just had a customer of yours in the police station.
Was it a girl in a gym slip with a pigtail?
Oh, you remember her then?
Of course I remember her. She's the only customer I've had.
And do you remember what you sold her?
Oh, yes, a little pot fairy for the top of her Christmas tree.
With only one leg?
Oh, heck, I should have waited for the glue to set.
That's why I'm here, for her threepence back. Fancy flogging her a one-legged fairy.
Oh, well, it's not really a fairy. It's Long John Silver in his silk underwear.
Look, I don't want to hear any more nonsense. Hand over that threepence and I'll let you go.
I'm not giving you the threepence. It's mine.
Hand it over.
Excuse me, Constable, but he's my brother.
Quick, Susan, fetch the police. Tell them they've got to arrest one of their bobbies for theft. He's pinched me threepence.
Oh, shut up. I'll tell Mother and Grandad about this, and I hope you get smacked for it.
But I was only trying to raise some money so I can buy my mum a nice Christmas present.
Yes, but you can't go selling things in the street.
Well, perhaps I could do some odd jobs for you at the police station, like polishing your buttons, putting new peas in your whistles. Or have you any bloodhounds that you want taken for a walk?
Susan certainly didn't tell me about all that, the young scamp.
And now be fair, Mrs. Clitheroe, it was all in a good cause, your Christmas present.
Well, yes, I suppose so. But what a trick to get up to, just to raise money.
Oh, I believe he'd quite a few bright ideas for raising quick money.
Really?
There was like standing in the GPO with his tongue stuck out as a stamp licker. Flogging earplugs to nervous old ladies so they wouldn't hear the bang when they pulled their crackers. And finally, walking into the bank with a stocking over his head.
Oh, I don't believe you.
It's the truth, Mrs. Woman. And the next time I saw him was on Christmas Eve. I was just about to close the shop when he came bounding in like a greyhound with the wind behind it.
Mr. O'Reilly, thank goodness I caught you before you closed. I've come to get me mum's present.
Oh, very well, Jim. What was it again?
A bottle of that right posh toilet water. You still got some for sale, haven't you?
Indeed I have, I think. Good. Now, let me see. Ah, here we are. No, we're not. She'd feel silly smelling of lighter fuel. Now, where did the wife move those bottles?
Oh, hurry up and find it, please.
Well, now, where the devil... It's always the same when the wife moves anything. You put it where you can find it, and after she's finished moving it, you look where you left it, and lo and behold, there it is, somewhere else.
Well, it can't be on the shelf all over the door, because there isn't one. And even if there was, it wouldn't be on it, because there it is, by the window.
What? Oh, aye, a bottle of toilet water. Now, I'll just gift wrap it for you, Jim, while you're getting the 15 bob out. I presume you did get the 15 bob, Jim.
Look, Mr. O'Reilly, it's only at times like this when you realise how many good friends you've gotten. And when you've got good friends, you don't have to worry about money, do you?
Oh, you've borrowed the money from friends, then?
Oh, it's true. I'm dead lucky to have such smashing friends. Are you one of my friends?
Well, I'd like to think I am.
Well, anybody would be lucky to have you for a friend, Mr. O'Reilly.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I said just now, nobody would have to worry about money if they had friends like you.
Well, you know what they say, Jim. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
I couldn't agree more. I'll bet you'd help any friend of yours who had no money.
That I would, Jim. That I would.
Good. Well, lend me 15 bob for me mum's present, old friend. Is there anybody in? Alfie, are you there?
Come in, Jimmy. The door's unlocked.
Well, that saves climbing through the window.
Yeah, I'm in the kitchen doing some ironing.
Right. Are you taking in washing now?
No, I'm not, funny. And I don't want any trouble. I'm trying to press my trousers and it's very tricky.
Wouldn't it be easier if you took them off first?
The ones on the ironing board, I mean, they're under that damp cloth.
There's no need to swear.
Damp, I said. You press them with a damp cloth to keep your trousers from getting shiny.
My man presses mine with an iron.
Ah-ha. I'm just waiting for the iron to warm up. Anyway, what do you... Hey, what's happened to you? Your blazer's filthy, a button torn off. There's a black mark on your shirt.
You're looking at a hero, Alfie. I've just rescued Ozzy from the duck pond.
What is he doing in the duck pond?
The backstroke.
You're being funny. Duck pond isn't deep enough to swim in.
Well, the ducks manage.
A duck isn't a lad.
It is if it's a drake.
I mean, Ozzy isn't a duck.
No, but he's quackers. He fell in and I pulled him out. He grabbed me coat and ripped the button off.
When you pulled him out?
No, when I pushed him in.
You pushed him in?
Oh, no, not really. It was an accident. I threw his cap in, only he was wearing it at the time.
But you're a little hooligan. I suppose you've come here for me to sew your button on so your mother won't find out.
Yes, please, Alfie. But there's something else as well.
I'm not washing your shirt.
No, you see, the reason I had a fight with Ozzy was because he broke my mum's Christmas present.
What? The present you bought her?
Yeah, 15 blooming bobs worth of toilet water. Ozzy ran up behind me, jumped on me back, and the bottle flew out of me hand into the duck pond. So I sent Ozzy in after it. But the bottle was smashed.
Yeah, well, the little devil jumping on your back. You should have clouted him.
I did. That's why he jumped on me back. I mean, after.
So you started it. Well, you've asked for trouble and you've got it.
I know. Still, it's lucky to have friends.
Yes, it is. What do you mean?
Well, if a friend was in trouble, you'd help him. Anybody would. I mean, especially at Christmas. The time of goodwill to all
you've
men.
You've had it.
And
you've had
peace
it.
On the...
You've had it.
You what?
You're getting no 15 bob off me.
Well, what can I do? It was my mum's favourite toilet water. It has a smashing pong. Talking about pong, are you burning wood on your fire?
The fire's not on, I've just had the electric fire going. Hey, Matt, I can smell wood burning. Yeah, wood and plastic.
Yeah, would you say it was like a plastic-covered table?
Yes, that way. You what?
I think your iron's hot enough now. The kitchen table's on fire.
Susan, if you're waiting for Alfie, I'll have to go. If I don't collect her Christmas drinks from the Rose and Crown early, they might sell them out.
Oh, I'm not waiting any longer. I'll walk down the road with you. Knowing Alfie, he might arrive tomorrow.
Aye, and he'll probably call next door to find out where we live. were you going to a party or something?
No, we said we would take our Christmas presents round to one or two friends and then come back here. Anyhow, I'm going. Come on.
You've just reminded me of something. I forgot to put this present in the sideboard. It's a purse for your mother.
Ooh, who from?
Your Auntie Ethel. Well, at least she sent me the money, 30 shillings, and asked me to buy something for your mother. Whatever I thought she would need.
Oh, of course, she's on her cruise by now.
Aye. Oh, Christmas at sea. Lovely.
Oh, I don't know that I'd like it.
Oh, it could be great fun. I remember one Christmas, I was in an old sailing ship. Whiskey, 12 shillings a bottle. Beer, sixpence a pint. And at midnight, they all sang my favourite song.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor?
Shut up, Jimmy.
Oh, it's you, cheeky face.
Alfie, me granddad's talking to you.
Hello, Mr. Sailor. Drunken Sinclair. Get Mr. Grandad.
Oh, dry up, Alfie.
It's my impudent brother you want to speak to.
Now, sister dear. Christmas is coming. The geese are flying south. So please put a sock in your great big mouth.
You want to put a sock in it or I'll put my fist in it.
What, Susan's great big mouth?
Yes, or just your... No. Yours, not Susan.
Susan's what?
Susan's great big mouth, I mean.
Alfie, why don't you shut your... don't argue with him. You coming, Susan?
Yes, come on, Alfie.
Right, yeah. Where am I going?
You're going daft. Take her with you.
Alfie, we arranged to take the presents round tonight. Oh, don't say you've forgotten what we said.
Oh, no, I remember what we said. But I've forgotten to bring me presents.
That's typical, if I may say so.
You may.
Don't be so clever. Did you remember to get your mother's present?
Yes, I got it, didn't I, Alfie?
Yes, then Ozzy jumped on his helmet floor.
What have you brought Mother, then?
It's a secret. What have you two bought her?
Oh, I bought her a house coat and Grandad got a skirt.
Oh, well, that'll be a change from his kilt.
Hey, that's a good change. Sorry, Mr. Zinkler.
Oh, it's all right, Alfie. I'm used to my grandson's comical remarks. Anyway, Jimmy, I hope you got her something nice.
Oh, it was. Is. Have any other presents arrived?
Well, there's just one from Auntie Ethel for your mother.
Is there? Auntie Ethel who's on the cruise?
Aye. Well, are you coming, Susan, or what?
Yes, I'm coming. You better go home and get your presents, Alfie.
You're right, Susan.
I'll get my coat on then, my dear.
And Alfie, meet me at Mary Carter's. I'll wait there for you before we go to Teddy Jackson's and Marjorie's.
You're right. Yeah, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
At Marjorie's?
Yes, before we go to Mary Carter's.
Alfie.
You're Teddy Jackson's, before Marjorie's, and then we'll...
I'll wait at Mary Carter's, and not a word from you, Jimmy.
All right. Keep your wig on. Hey, what's Auntie Ethel's present like? Is it nice?
I suppose so. I haven't seen it. It's wrapped up in the sideboard.
Why, couldn't you get any paper?
Come on, Susan.
All right, Grandad. Don't forget Alfie, Mary Carter.
Right, Susan, Mary Carter's. Hey, what are you going to do about your mother? Her present?
You give it to her. You heard Susan? It's in the sideboard.
Huh? What do you mean, Auntie Ethel? You can't pinch that.
I can borrow it. I've got to do something. It's Christmas Eve.
You mean say it's from you? What about Auntie Ethel?
She won't be back in England for 3 weeks, and then I'll buy something else, give it to my mum from Auntie Ethel, and say it was delayed in the post.
It'll never work.
Of course it will. You heard Susan? It's wrapped up. Nobody knows what it is. My mum won't even know Auntie Ethel's sent a present.
It's not right.
Alfie, all's fair in love and war.
Maybe, but this isn't either.
It's both. I love my mum, and if I don't get her a present, my granddad will declare war. I'd sooner fight my Auntie Ethel than a wild Highland bull.
Pat, my dear, are you awake?
Yes, Father. I'm just putting my dressing gown on.
Merry Christmas, love.
Merry Christmas, Father. Is Susan up?
Aye, she's just in the bathroom.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mother. Merry Christmas, Grandad.
Merry Christmas to you, my dear.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Is my watch wrong, or is it really 8 o'clock?
5 past, I make it.
Well, fancy Jimmy sleeping in after 6 o'clock on a Christmas morning.
It's a miracle.
Ah, well, he was probably too excited to sleep last night. Let's wake him now.
Right you are. Come on, Jim, it's Christmas morning. He's not here. He's not in bed.
Well, he can't be up, or else we'd have heard him playing with his presents.
Up, all right. Now, what idiot gave him those things for Christmas, I wonder?
Well, I'm afraid it was this idiot, Pat.
Oh, Father, you are the limit.
Well, let's get downstairs before he sets fire to the outpost.
Yeah, come on. I'll tell him to play with them outside, Pat.
What, and ruin everybody else's Christmas? No, I'll tell him to keep them for New Year's Day. Then he can wake you up on Hogmanay.
Oh, no! Have mercy on the poor old idiot.
Right, you two. Shall we charge the cavalry together?
Right. Clear the rows. Ho!
Jimmy, will you stop the war for a minute?
Hiya there, partner, me old Indian scout. And the two squaws, Mother Golden Hair and Susan Blackhead. How? And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas, Mum. Merry Christmas, Grandad.
Merry Christmas, my boy.
Merry Christmas, Jim.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Sue. Do I have to kiss you?
Of course.
Oh, well, it's only one a year.
Oh, how charming you are about it.
Now, all your presents are in piles. I've stacked them up and I haven't opened any.
Thank you very much.
Mind, I've felt them and I've been guessing.
Yes. Well, let us guess for ourselves.
Oh, I wouldn't tell you, Mum. But don't worry about having that old dressing gown cleaned.
Jimmy!
What did I say?
Oh, Angus has sent me a pipe.
Oh, which one of the three did he send?
I don't... Oh, you blabbermouth.
Oh, look what Alfie sent me.
What? Oh, Mum, it's a locket on a chain.
Well, what's funny about that?
Well, inside it says, to Mother.
He's given me his mother's present.
Hey, Grandad, open mine. That one over there.
No, what's this then? A knife.
Yeah, but it's special. That's for tapping your tobacco down. And there's a corkscrew and a bottle opener.
Very suitable, I'm sure.
And it's got your name and address stamped on it.
Well, I have the name I can understand, but why my address?
Oh, so that when you give the bottle opener and corkscrew a bashing, they'll know where to bring you home.
Ah, well, I suppose I asked for that. But I think I'll go and put the kettle on and get the cup.
Oh, thanks, Father.
Ma'am, this is yours from me.
Right, I'll open it now then.
Well, who can that be?
It might be Alfie coming to wish us a happy Easter.
Don't start. Oh, see who it is, please, Susan.
Right, Mother. It's probably the milkman.
Well, son, now for your present. Oh, a purse. It's lovely, Jim.
You like it, Mum?
Oh, it's beautiful. But how did you manage to afford this?
Oh, nothing's too good for you, Mum.
Do you want the long, Pat?
And you've put a card inside, son. Merry Christmas, love... Ethel.
What?
What's this then?
Oh, the purse. Ah, that's your Christmas present from Ethel. She asked me to choose it, so I hope you'll like it.
Father, Jimmy gave me this as his present to me.
Yeah, what?
It was a mistake. You see,
it's Mr. O'Reilly, Mother.
Ah, Merry Christmas to one and all, the complaints of the season, and may peace and love be with you always.
Hear, hear.
Oh, merry, merry Christmas to you, Harry.
Merry Christmas, Harry.
And a happy Yuletide to you, lad. And here's the present for your darling mother.
My present?
Yes, the present your son bought.
Yes, the dye boat.
Well, I wasn't sure whether Jim had given you the wrong one yet.
Well, yes, he...
It was a joke, you see, a Christmas joke. Come on, have a laugh.
Oh, look, it's my favourite toilet water. Oh, thank you, son. Oh, you little teaser.
Yes, aren't I? Mr. O'Reilly, what is all this?
I thought you'd realised. The other bottle was one my wife took out of the window. A dummy, a replica filled with tap water. This is the real one.
Oh, you're a darling man. Oh, God bless O'Reilly. Three cheers for green and yellow. And home rule for Galway, baby. Jabez be gone.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Harry Bailey as Harry O'Reilly, and Fred Gaunt as the policeman. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Clitheroe Kid was presented by the BBC.